Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm delighted to have Brett Boyd as my guest today. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to go for your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Brett. Are you there?
Hi, Margot. I'm right here.
Awesome. I'm so happy to have you back on my show. I enjoyed having you on my show so much the first time. And
well, thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. This is a great opportunity to talk.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I love the fact that you are such a great example of someone who is living your music. And
aww.
Even though what living your music means for the benefit of our listeners who aren't aware of it,
mm-hmm.
it means living what you feel called to do. So it can be anything from being a mom or a parent to being a teacher, an author, a musician. And so for musicians, it actually makes the most sense. And some people don't get that it's not just about music, but you are living your music. Yeah, you're living your music both ways, though, as a parent and as a musician. And I think that's just so wonderful. I love seeing the posts that you and Odette put on Facebook of you with your two awesome boys. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is. It really is a dream
together.
Come true. Yeah.
Hmm?
To be able to have a family and also play music and make music every day. And be a part of the community. It's more than I ever imagined for myself.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, now, lately you're doing something exciting and new at the
mm-hmm.
Phoenix Supper Club in San Rafael. Tell me a little
bit
about that.
Well, my band, the Marin Fidels, we just got a new gig playing at the Phoenix Supper Club on a regular basis. If you don't know the Phoenix, I know you do, Margot, because you go there
often for the
West Coast Songwriters Competition. But it's a wonderful club in downtown San Rafael, California. State-of-the-art sound system, beautiful interior. They've got a gourmet menu, so it's just a delightful place to be. And they also have a consistently very high level of music and entertainment there.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, the general manager there, Merle Saunders Jr., whom was also on your show, and I enjoyed listening to his interview as well. But he invited my band, the Marin Fidels, to play there every third Wednesday of the month for their tribute to the Legends and Pro Blues Jam program.
Awesome.
And it's really exciting. It's an honor to be asked. And we're really looking forward to doing this. We did one show last month and it was a great success.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got another one coming up soon. I think it's on June 15th.
Yeah, you have to look on the calendar to see what the third Wednesday is. I forgot to put June on my calendar right now. So, yeah.
I did. I looked, and it is June 15th.
Okay, cool. Okay, so that's when people can go see you next, is on the 15th of June at Phoenix. Phoenix is such a wonderful place, and as you said, we're very, very aware of it because of West Coast Songwriters meeting there usually on the first Tuesday of each month.
Okay.
So we're having
cool.
our next competition on next Tuesday on the 7th. There.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I have to come check that out. I haven't been able to make it yet. Tuesday
night
is school night, so I'm not usually available.
Well, you need to come. You really do need to come.
Well, the summer is coming, so that's going to open things up.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yes.
Had you played at Phoenix before?
We had, actually. We played there a couple of times. In fact, the first time I was on your show, It was just before, I believe just before we were getting ready to do a benefit concert at the Phoenix, which was the first time we'd play there, for Nepal Freed. That was a benefit for Nepal Freed. And yeah, that was a great show. And we did another show a couple of months ago. So not our first time there.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, to have this regular gig is really, really nice. And the way it's set up is that, if I can explain,
I'd love to hear.
Okay, so the first set of the evening, we play as a band, and we do a tribute to the legends of music, whoever we might be honoring. Maybe it's Led Zeppelin or The Doors or The Eagles or any number of our favorite rock bands. And then for the second set of the evening, members of the audience come up and join us. And we have a jam.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So we get to have a lot of special guests and local talent, and whoever wants to come up and play with us can join on the stage.
Oh, that
and,
sounds like
they've
a lot
got
of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. It's actually something that Phoenix has been doing for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great band, the Phoenix House Band, that's been doing it every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided to cut back to one day a month, and that opened up the other Wednesdays for other bands. And we've taken one of those Wednesdays, and we're carrying on that tradition of doing the first set as a band, and then the second set doing a blues, pro blues jam, they call it.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds wonderful. I've never been to those, though, because on Wednesday nights, that's my Toastmasters Club meets in Mill Valley.
Oh,
so,
really?
So I've always been there instead. I've been a member there for over 11 years, and I just love it. It's so, we have such a great group of people, and it's so much fun. But I think what I'm going to do is look ahead and find a time when I can take a Wednesday off, when it's the
maybe
third
pick
Wednesday.
One. Cool.
Yeah, and come and
well,
see
I was
going
to say, we'd love to have Dudley come up and join us for a song.
Oh, he would love that, and I would love
that'd
to
be
watch
awesome.
It, too.
Yeah,
that would be really, really fun. That would be so awesome. Well, I'll have to take a look at our calendar. I can't remember if I've signed up for anything for the 15th, but maybe we can come then. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, who are some of the favorite legends that you like to pay tribute to? Who's been most fun for you?
Well, that's a good question. I think I mentioned some of them before. Led Zeppelin is one. We play a lot of Led Zeppelin songs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Who else? The Doors are another favorite band that we play some of their songs. We also
those
do
are all
some
ones
of,
that I would love to hear the tributes to, too.
Oh,
love
good.
All that music. Yeah.
Yeah. Pink Floyd is another one.
Ooh, they're great, too.
All right. What else? ZZ Top, the Eagles. You know, we do some Prince songs. We do some Black Keys, The Cure, Traffic. Whatever songs we like. Traffic.
Cool.
We're doing some Traffic as well.
Probably not any Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, though, huh?
Not at this point. We try to keep the music danceable because people like to get up and dance. So,
that's a good point, yeah.
I'll have to find a good danceable Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tune.
I'll have to ask Robert Berry because since he performed with Keith and
that's
Carl,
right.
He,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
three. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed your interview with him, too, about that experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so now we've got a song here from your other band that you used to be in,
mm-hmm.
Play Today, and it's called...
Okay, The Beautiful Losers.
Yeah, The Beautiful Losers, and it's Here in Our Dreams is the title of it. And I'd like to have you tell us just briefly about that, and then I'll play the song, which is 3.5 minutes long, and then I'd like to talk to you about it a little bit more after. So,
sure.
Just give us a
little intro. Well, the Marin Fidels, the band that's playing at the Phoenix, is an all-cover band. So we don't play any original music, but the Beautiful Losers is my original band that I put together with my friend Roger Amaya, and we've been working at it since the 90s. And we released 3 full-length CDs, and this song is on our 3rd CD. It's called Here in Our Dreams, and it was the lead-off song. It actually was released quite a while ago, 2004. So we've been on a bit of a hiatus for the last few years, but I believe the music has, you know, it has a timeless quality. So no matter when it was recorded, it still sounds good.
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, the music that I like best, it has nothing to do with that it fits in a certain time in history. It's just that it's music you love to hear. And this, I really, really enjoy the song. So I want to play the song and then talk to you about it a little bit more after.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Here in Our Dreams coming up.
Na 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 na
dreams. Love lives in our dreams. I love that song.
No, thank you. It's a beautiful song. It has a nice melody and a kind of a comforting feeling.
Yeah.
And a nice little guitar riff to go with it. So, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, and you. Speaking of guitars, that guitar that you have, the blue guitar with the blue background, I love that. What kind of guitar is that?
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
I'm very proud of that guitar. That's actually a Santana signature model. That's what Carlos Santana plays, and they're made by Paul Reed Smith. Yes, who's just a brilliant guitar maker and designer. And it's just like, from the heavens, this guitar came. And it's just after years and years of playing guitar and playing so many different kinds, it's just a joy to have and play that guitar.
The Paul Reed Smith, the PRS guitars are so beautiful. And I love the stories that Carlos tells about the playing the guitars. And my friend Dave Lent created a DVD called The Five Keys to Mastery. And Carlos was one of the ones he interviewed in that DVD about the five keys. And
really?
I just loved that. But also, he also interviewed Paul Reed Smith about creating
the guitars. Oh, did he really? Well, I'm going to have to get that book right away. My goodness.
Well, it's actually a DVD. And,
DVD.
He has
okay.
a book of it, too, now. I'll have to look it up. I'll get you the link later.
Okay, absolutely.
But back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That song, though, is so perfect for Live Your Music because it's about your dreams, too. It's about living your dreams and how love lives in your dreams. And, and that's the whole point of living your music is that you're living what you feel love for, what you feel called to do. So
I think so. Yeah. I agree. And I think though there's a little bit of bittersweetness to the song as well. And part of it is also about persevering, even when you come up against disappointment, but still sticking with your dreams and sticking to your guns and keeping your vision, and even when you come up against barriers or obstacles,
that's so true because everybody comes up with obstacles. Life is full of them. It's not like people go in a straight beeline from where they are to where they want to be. And
no.
Part of the enjoyment of life is the journey and then overcoming those challenges as well. So
yes, the long and winding road. And it's part of the joy is also the surprises and what how things actually do turn out. Maybe not the way you originally envisioned them, but somehow when you do go for your dreams and stick to it, you do get what you want in the end, what you really want. Your true heart's desire.
Yeah, exactly. Your true heart's desire. That's the thing. To me, dreams are not they're actually heart's desires is what they are, because they're things that your heart longs to do. And so it's not about becoming rich and famous or things like that. To me, what it means is living your life your way. And that's like the perfect segue into the fact that I need to mention who's on my show next week on June 8th, which is an author named Michelle Gordon. And we're going to be talking about her latest book, which is titled Earth Angel Training Academy. I'm really curious to talk to her about that. And she's also on a tour of the U.S. right now, so that's going to be interesting.
Wow.
And I want to remind everyone you can sign up for my newsletters at margotjoydenator.com, find out what's going on with Live Your Music. And I also want you all to think about how you would answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, Love the people and animals in your life. Live your music. And enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And I really feel like you're doing that, Brett. You know, I just...
Well, thank you. Well, I feel like you are, too. I really appreciate you doing this show. I know it's a lot of work, and it's not easy. But
mm-hmm.
what you're doing is it's a great gift and a way to give back and share the inspiration. And
thank you.
That you have.
I really appreciate that. It definitely is one of the things I've felt called to do, and it's not something that I get paid to do or that I do because of money or any of that. It's just because I feel called to do it, and I keep asking myself, do I still feel called to do it? Called to do it, and I do. So I keep doing it, and
keep
I'll do it
up
for however long that happens.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I've learned in life is that it's important to edify other people rather than, you know, be jealous or envious, to praise people for the good that they do and bring them out and help to make them great and put them up on a pedestal. And that's something we can do for each other.
That's so true, you know, and the thing is that instead of people being jealous of each other, I like how Julia Cameron thinks of it. She calls it a jealousy map. So if there's someone that you're jealous of because they can play music or because they can write a book or they can teach really well or whatever it is, that there's something about that that's calling to you. So it's something that... you can start looking at how can I start exploring this
and how can I
add some of it into my life instead of just going saying to yourself, well, they're doing it and that's because it was easy for them.
Right. There must be a reason those buttons are getting pushed.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, people wouldn't be jealous if they didn't have something in them that was calling them to do at least something that the person's doing.
Right.
I mean, look how many things there are out there that I don't feel jealous of, or you probably don't feel jealous of, that other people are doing, and yet there are people out there that do feel jealous about that.
You got to try things out. I was at the carnival the other day, and I was watching the kids ride on those terrible rides, you know, and that the fast that go around, and they were just loving it. And I'm like, man, you couldn't get me on one of those things if you paid me. And it's like,
I'm the same way.
I've had that
Xander
experience already.
Them, but... Oh, God.
But now I don't need that anymore. So, but sometimes you have to go through that. If I hadn't been able to ride on those rides when I was a kid, then I might feel envious. But I was able to do that. And now it's I've moved on to other things.
Other ways to feel the excitement and do it anyway. Well, now, the other thing that you do, though, is you're a music teacher, too. And how does your work as a music teacher inform or relate to the work you do as a musician and as an artist?
Oh, well, it's really great in a lot of ways because I'm working with music all day and teaching students of all different levels. I get to be constantly with the instrument, which for me it's a great gift to be able to have a guitar in my hand you know, all day, every day. And also to study the songs that students want to learn. And every day I'm pulling apart songs and teaching them to students. And in the process, I'm learning as well. I'm learning the songs. I'm learning how music works.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes great with what I'm doing as a musician and as an artist.
And that's with your Guitar School Rocks school, right?
Yeah. Guitar School Rocks, yes. And you can find out more about it at guitarschoolrocks.com.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it definitely looks like a lot of fun. I've been to the website before when I had you on before, and I just think that looks like such a fun way and place to learn how to play guitar. Do you teach other instruments or just guitar there?
Guitar, bass, and drums, and some students like to sing, so we work on singing as well.
Oh, cool.
But yeah. Yeah, so and fun is definitely the key word. I've asked, you know, my students and the parents of my students time and again. I keep asking them what's the most important thing that they want out of this experience, and you know, the answer is always, the first answer is fun. So yes, it's a learning process, and yes, we work at it, but we keep it fun.
Mm,
so
that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, how does living your music affect your family life? Because I know your family is incredibly important to you, and I love that about
mm-hmm.
you.
Well, you know, it affects it in a lot of ways. One of the reasons I'm teaching is because mm-hmm. I can be with my family, mm-hmm. but it's a great way that I can do music and also have a family life. Because now that I have a family, raising my two boys is really priority number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that they have a good, you know, education and a good foundation, so that when they grow up, they're going to be able to take care of themselves and support themselves and be, you know, good productive members of society and of a community.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that in mind, you know, we have to work the music around that. But I'm really grateful for my family and for all the support that I have in being able to do music and, you know, also raise a family.
I think you're such a great example for people, though, that you can do that. You can have a family and you can have a wonderful family life and you can play music. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of examples that look like to choose one or the other.
I know, and it's hard. It's not easy for musicians, but there's a way to do it. And my partner in the Beautiful Losers, Roger Maya, has
mm-hmm.
done a great job of that as well. You know, when we first
mm-hmm.
started the Beautiful Losers, neither of us had any idea that we have families.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's got three kids, and he's living in Novato, and he's doing a lot of great work in music as well, and just opened a studio of his own.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, time has just flown by, and we have less than 2 minutes left. Can you believe it?
No, oh, wow. Okay, that was fast.
I know. I know. It always goes so fast. It always goes fast when I'm doing my show, but it seems like it goes even faster when I'm talking to you. I just really enjoy talking to you, and I'm so glad that you're out there doing your music and being an example for so many people.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it up.
You do that. Do you have one thing, really quick thing, that you want to say to our listeners before we get going?
Sure. Well, I was just thinking about how, you know, when you get caught up in all of the daily grind, all of the things that we have to do, if I can just remember to pick up my guitar and play a little bit, I find it really comforting, and it brings me back to my center, and I can remember why I started all of this craziness in the first place. And I would just encourage other people to do the same thing, you know, when they get frustrated, to just go back and find that inspiration that gives them joy in their life, and to do it and make that a priority.
That's beautiful. So take time for joy. That's your advice, really. Take
yes.
time for joy so that you can enjoy your life and enjoy the rest of it. I hope
yes.
everyone out there listening will do that. Take some time for joy. Listen to
do
music. Do what you love. thank you so much, Brett, for being on my
show
again.
Thank you, Margo. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It's so much fun.
Have
Bye
a beautiful
for now,
day.
Everyone. Yeah, you
okay.
too. Bye for now, everyone. I'll be back next week.